is high. Take a look, it's in a book. A reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book. A reading rainbow.
I love the atmosphere here at the bowling center. It's so much fun. There's something about the thunder of the rolling balls and the clatter of the crashing pins that makes you want to play. And everyone who bowls brings their own personality to the action. Strategies in bowling a good game is choosing the right ball. I already tried this one, so I'm gonna give this one a try next. It's very important to get the right fit. Uh-oh. These holes are a little small. I'm either gonna need a new ball or some different fingers. So that leaves me with... I like the feel of this bowling ball. Perfect fit. Now comes the best part of all. Watch me devastate the pins. When you bowl, one thing leads to another. You throw the ball, it knocks down the pins are reset, the ball comes back to you, and you're ready for another turn. When one thing leads to another, it's called a chain reaction. And here on the lanes, it all starts with the bowling ball. This chain reaction begins and ends with a bowling ball. But a chain reaction can start with anything. And in this book, it all starts with one little cookie. It's called, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie.
If you give a mouse a cookie. By Laura Joffe Numeroff. Illustrated by Felicia Bond. Read by Beth Howland. If you give a mouse a cookie, infant's gonna ask for a glass of milk. When you give him the milk, he'll probably ask you for a straw. When he's finished, he'll ask for a napkin. Then he'll want to look in a mirror to make sure he doesn't have a milk mustache. When he looks in the mirror, he might notice his hair needs a trim. So he'll probably ask for a pair of nail scissors. When he's finished giving himself a trim, he'll want a broom to sweep up. He'll start sweeping. He might get carried away and sweep every room in the house. He may even end up washing the floors as well. And he's done. Oh, he'll probably want to take a nap. You will have to fix up a little box for him with a blanket and a pillow. He'll crawl in, make himself comfortable, and fluff the pillow a few times. He'll probably ask you to read him a story. So you'll read to him from one of your books. And he'll ask to see the pictures. When he looks at the pictures, he'll get so excited, he'll want to draw one of his own. He'll ask for paper and crayons. He'll draw a picture. When the picture is finished, he'll want to sign his name with a pen. Then he'll want to hang his picture on your refrigerator. Which means he'll need scotch tape. He'll hang up his drawing and stand back to look at it. Looking at the refrigerator will remind him that he's thirsty. So he'll ask for a glass of milk. And chances are, if he asks for a glass of milk, he's gonna want a cookie to go with it. Oh, no!
So we all know what happens when you give a mouse a cookie. But let's see what happens when you give LeVar another truck. Oh, I didn't want to do that. Sometimes it seems like the ball has a mind of its own. Once you let it go, you never know what's going to happen. But one thing's for sure, bowling balls are made to take a pounding. Here's how they're made. This is the Ebonite Bowling Ball Factory in Hopkinsville, Kentucky. More balls are made here than anywhere else in the world. A bowling ball has two parts, a tough outer shell and a heavy center or core. The core gives the ball its weight. The core is made first. Workers clip plastic molds together and send them one by one down the line. A gooey plastic cement pours into each of the molds. Once the molds are dry, they're cracked open like giant eggs, and the cores pop right out. The cores are round, except for an extra knob on the end.
The denobber machine solves that problem. Now the cores take a trip through the factory. Looks like a giant pinball machine, doesn't it? Then the cores are weighed on a digital scale and sorted into bins. The next step is to make the outer shells. Each core is put into the center of a larger mold. A liquid plastic called polyester is added to the mold. It's the same polyester clothing is made from, only in a different form. Polyester comes in lots of bright colors, so bowling balls can be stylish. After the plastic hardens, each ball goes to the grinder. This machine smooths the surface and gives the ball a bath. Every ball is rubbed and buffed to a perfect shine. Time to test for bumps or cracks. Bowling balls have to be perfectly round to glide down the lane for a strike. A special machine stamps each ball with the company name. When you add a dash of color, it really stands out. These balls are sanded down for a rough surface. That's for bowlers who like a ball that really curves. Other balls are left slick and shiny, so they'll roll straight down the lane. Not until a last spray of polish for the perfect shine. At last, the balls are ready to roll. They're shipped to bowling centers and stores, where finger holes will be drilled and each ball custom fit just for you.
I love watching the balls smash into the pins. Sometimes they explode. And sometimes they barely topple over. But if you hit them just right, they look like they're dancing. Thank you. In other games, falling pieces can create a spectacular chain reaction. Like in dominoes. Once they start to go, it's impossible to stop them.
This is Bob Speca. When he goes to the gymnasium, he's not thinking basketball. He's thinking dominoes.
This is a domino, a little piece of wood painted black with white dots. I have dominoes of many different colors. I have red, blue, white, green, yellow, orange, and of course black. And I spray painted them myself. I use a ruler to lay out the patterns. I measure the distance, and then I set up the dominoes along that line. I just set them up so many times that I know exactly how they're going to fall. A little bit closer on the turns, a little bit further away on the straightaways. Well, this special effect is called the centipede, and that's because it looks like a little bug scurrying along the floor. The dominoes are triggered by one line falling down the middle, and the legs branch out from the center body. You have to be really careful when you set them up, because you might accidentally hit some dominoes over, and that'll topple all the other dominoes. Then you have to reach out and stop them before they knock all the other ones over. I like toppling dominoes because it's my way of painting something or sculpting, except it's on a hard, flat floor instead of on a canvas. It makes me feel really good to topple them over. They kind of create an art form, and as they fall over, it's kind of just a fun way to express myself. This design is called the diamond effect. The dominoes fall in four different diamonds. The first one is about 3 feet wide, then 2 feet, then one, and then a little bit smaller. And the dominoes will look like they're falling faster as they go. My favorite trick is the 6 days till Sunday. It has all the colors of the rainbow, and they fall in a fancy pattern. This black row topples across the bottom. It hits a domino here, which allows this little pinwheel to spin. This black domino then flies all the way up to the top. On its way, it triggers this red row, then it triggers the orange row, then the green, then the yellow, then the blue and silver. And at the end, the last 6 dominoes, one of each color, all fall off at the same time. Dominoes, an art form in motion.
dominoes, bowling, or giving a mouse a cookie are just a few ways one thing leads to another. Well, here's a lead on some really good books that are sure to bowl you over. But you don't have to take my word for it.
Bright colors, beautiful pictures, and great rhymes are all in this book called The House That Jack Built. But that's not all. The House That Jack Built is a fun book to read out loud. It starts off with one sentence. This is the house that Jack built. The rhyme gets longer with each page. Listen. This is the rat that ate the malt that lay in the house that Jack built. The pictures are really neat. The colors look like they were put on with sponges. This is no ordinary book. I'm Catherine David, and I'm recommending this book to my friends. And my friends are going to recommend this book to their friends. And their friends will recommend this book to your friends. In other words, this is a great book.
Hi, I'm Serena. I like to take you on a journey to a place no one has ever seen. You can only find it in this book called This is the Key to the Kingdom. This is a beautiful story. The girl in the story lives in the city. Beyond that city is the town. That town has a lot of people and lots of things you see every day, only better. Everything is clean and colorful, and there's no pollution. The key to this kingdom is no ordinary key. You can only get to the kingdom with a magical flower, a flower that you give to someone else. I think this is a great story for sharing. Why not share with a friend?
Hi, I hope you're in the mood for a crazy book. It doesn't start out so crazy, but it gets really crazy as it goes along. It's called Smart Dog. The man in the story sits on the porch with his sleepy dog. If you were a smart dog, he says, you'd chase that rabbit. You'd dance on a drum. Then he tells the dog, if he were smart, it would juggle while he conducted his own string quartet. Would you look at this? This dog is hysterical. This book is kind of like a circle. It ends up where it began. I'm Tommy, and I say, go get it. Smart dog.
Down to my last shot. I need one more strike to make this my best game ever. Cross your fingers, because this is it. Yes! Oh, boy! Did you see those pins fly? I did it! My best score ever. You know, I started out a little slow, but now I'm on a roll. This calls for another game. A fresh set of pins, a new scoreboard, my favorite bowling ball, and guess what? I'm right back where I started. See you next time.
Thank you. Today's Reading Rainbow books are If You Give a Mouse a Cookie by Laura Joffe Numeroff, illustrated by Felicia Bond, published by HarperCollins. The House That Jack Built, pictures by Jenny Stowe, published by Dial Books for Young Readers, a division of Penguin Books USA Incorporated. This is the Key to the Kingdom by Diane Warfuck Allison, published by Little Brown and Company. Smart Dog, written by Ralph Lemus and illustrated by Chris L. Demarest, published by Boyd Mills Press, Incorporated.